Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Another piece of the midterm puzzle has fallen into place for Democrats. Katie Hobbs has won the Arizona governor's race over election denier Carrie Lake. NPR's Giles Snyder reports that Lake joins a string of failed Republican candidates backed by former President Trump.
Following the Associated Press's race call in favor of Katie Hobbs, Carrie Lake tweeted that Arizonans know BS when they see it. Lake was one of the more high-profile midterm Republicans. She's a former TV news anchor who aligned herself with former President Trump. And although she has refused to say whether she will accept the results of the election, she joins Trump-backed candidates for governor in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan who have lost their races, and also Blake Masters, the Arizona Republican who lost to incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly. Hobbs' victory is a pickup for Democrats. She will succeed Doug Ducey, Arizona's outgoing Republican governor. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President Biden is at the G20 summit in Indonesia, meeting with world leaders for talks on food and energy price hikes sparked by Russia's war in Ukraine. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, the Biden administration says that most countries will come together to condemn Russia's war.
A senior Biden official called Russia's war the root cause of present global instability and says Moscow's actions will be condemned in, quote, the strongest possible terms. President Biden says leaders are addressing issues that really matter in people's lives.
That means tackling the suffering that Russian aggression has unleashed, not just in Ukraine people, but the people around the world, particularly food insecurity.
Biden is also co-hosting an event along with the Indonesian president, Joko Widodo, and Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, that aims to mobilize $600 billion over the next 5 years among leading democracies to counter China's Belt and Road initiatives. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, Bali, Indonesia.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is asking world leaders at the G20 summit to impose price restrictions on Russian fuel. They also want members to pressure Russia to abandon its nuclear threats against Ukraine. NPR's Emily Fang has more.
Zelensky also requested that international nuclear inspectors be sent to all four Ukrainian nuclear energy plants. Its plant in Zaporizhia is still currently occupied by Russian soldiers. And he pushed back against pressure for him and Russia's Vladimir Putin to negotiate for peace, saying, quote, "One cannot trust Russia's words. To liberate our entire land from the Russists, we still will have to fight for a while longer," Zelensky said. Neither Zelensky nor Putin ended up attending the G20 summit on the Indonesian island of Bali, despite early speculation they might come.
Emily Fang reporting. This is NPR News. A University of Virginia student is being held in connection with Sunday's shooting deaths of three classmates and the injuring of two others. 22-year-old Christopher Darnell Jones is accused of opening fire on a bus that was filled with students returning from a field trip. Some new research shows that the effects of COVID-19 often linger in the brain. NPR's John Hamilton reports from the Society for Neuroscience meeting in San Diego.
Symptoms like fatigue and brain fog can persist for more than a year after a COVID-19 infection. Now scientists are beginning to understand why. Teams from Mexico and Brazil reported that brain scans of children and adults found changes in some brain areas up to 15 months after an infection. And a U.S. team found that in mice, chronic memory problems can be traced to the immune system's reaction to an infection. Natalie Tronson is from the University of Michigan.
What we think is happening is that the inflammation is causing changes in the brain, and that those changes are what mediates persistent memory impairments.
Tronson says mice with brain inflammation still had memory problems 8 weeks later, which would be years for a person. John Hamilton, NPR News, San Diego.
In Delaware, testimony has begun in a shareholder lawsuit challenging Tesla's compensation package for CEO Elon Musk. The 2018 complaint alleges the performance-based stock option grant was approved by board members with personal and professional ties to Musk. It also alleges that the shareholder vote approving the roughly $55 billion package was based on incomplete and misleading proxy information. This is NPR.